Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Nikki Javala covers the Commanders for The Athletic. Nikki, we have been on this big news of the afternoon here for the last hour or so. Terry McLaurin already ruled out against Seattle. What can you tell us?
Yeah, he re-injured his quad. Dan Quinn believes it was on that 25-yard catch down the sideline that was reversed upon replay. Terry, after the game, said he wasn't quite sure, but he didn't come back in after that play. There, trainers were tending to him on the sideline, and then he kind of stayed there for the rest of the game. So Quinn doesn't anticipate it being a long-term thing, but he'll see how he is next week and go from there.
The ruling him out today always gives me the pause. They did that with Jaden last week. Mm-hmm. Now, he's full practice all week, it sounds like, and he's going to play. But what is the difference between some of these times where they've decided to do like the dog and pony show where you guys ask about it every day for a week versus just coming right out on a Wednesday? And how do they make that decision?
Yeah, it's a good question. I wish I knew. I think some of them, you know, it's so close they want to take it up to the 11th hour and then decide. I think part of it, too, is gamesmanship. You know, they don't have to truly announce who they're going to, you know, start or sit or whatever up until 4 p.m. the day before. It's a little different for Monday games. And then they don't have to declare an active until 90 minutes before. So if they really have a guy who's on the edge and they want to, you know, keep the other team guessing, they can do it that way. But I think for the most part, they know opposing teams can kind of see through the BS and know what's going on. But yeah, I think it really just depends on how far along a guy is. And, you know, if he's not going to be out there all week, then, you know, it's a dead giveaway that he's may not play. Although Deron did it and did play. So
Nikki, you're out there every day and you cover this team obviously incredibly closely. Well, of course, we'll start with the caveat. Nobody has any idea if Terry McLaurin would have been hurt if he'd done everything he normally does, which go to OTAs and you know, lead up training camp, play the preseason, everything else. But the fact is, we have a correlation, right? He didn't do those things, and now he's hurt. It's aggravated, and he wasn't off to a great start before he got injured. What have folks around the team said about that? It's easy for me in my chair, just as a pudgy zilch, you know, throwing stuff at the TV, going, "I wish you would have practiced." But you know, what's kind of on the ground there? What have folks kind of said about that? And it's just, is it a shoulder shrug, or is it, yeah, it would have been nice if he was able to be there for everything?
Well, I mean, I think they all would have loved to have had him out there at practice. I think for the most part, they've said publicly that they understand that this was a business decision for him. And the truth of the matter is, like, there'll always be speculation, but it's impossible to make a direct correlation because you know, there's so many variables at play, you know, how he injured it, you know, was it just random play in the circumstance? I mean, you know, there are so many players that hold out, never have an injury. There are many that do hold out and do face an injury. What we do know is the rate of injuries when you miss all of preseason. They did a study during the COVID year that many guys suffered injuries in the first 4 weeks because those first 4 weeks were essentially their preseason. Well, that makes sense until you think about how many starters sit out all of preseason anyway. It does make you wonder. I've wondered it. I'm sure every other fan has wondered it. I asked him about it last week as he was coming back. You know, if that was ever a consideration, did he ever worry about, you know, possibly dealing with an early season injury by holding on? He said no, because he felt really good when he came back. But he cited then that, you know, the real issue, the real challenge was having two games quickly, because they had the Sunday opener and then they had the Thursday night game in Green Bay. So to have less than 2 weeks of practice of ramp up and then do two games is difficult. This time around would have been similar to have a Monday and then a Sunday, not quite as short, but similar. But it's tough with those soft tissue injuries. It's tough.
Nikki Javala, senior writer for The Athletic. Check out her piece on the Commanders at the NFL trade deadline. Should they buy, sell, or stand pat? There's all kinds of other Commanders coverage that you can check out of Nikki's at The Athletic. Before we let you go really quickly, I'm curious just about the injuries overall. You had a really good thread on Twitter where you posted all the man games they've missed. I mean, it's one of those where, like, if you're Dan Quinn, you'd just yell uncle and kind of start with next season, I guess. But is this just a correction from last year where they were mostly healthy? I'm not trying to give them the out and the excuse of what are you supposed to do, but an excuse is an explanation. Like, this is one of those years where it might not be the whole problem, but it's certainly the biggest problem. They just can't keep anybody healthy.
Yeah, no, it's an issue. And, you know, they'll always say publicly, you can never use it as an excuse, but I mean, I will. Yeah, it's a problem. I mean, the thing is, last year, everything went right for them. Everything. I mean, they won how many games on the last play from scrimmage? You know, they were relatively healthy throughout the season. Even when Jaden got hurt in those two games, I mean, Marcus Mariota steps in and closes out a blowout win and then throws a game winner to Terry for a record touchdown, right? Like, it was an insane year. I think what we're seeing this year is everything that can go wrong does go wrong. And it's, you know, I think this may be a little closer to who they truly were last season. I think winning can mask a lot of deficiencies. So you're starting to see some of the roster holes that they still had last year that they're still trying to fill. So I think when Adam Peters and Dan Quinn talked about, you know, patience in the rebuilding process, this is part of it. Like, you're going to see some of these holes exposed and they're still working to fulfill those. So yeah, it's a weird extreme going from last year to this year.
Nikki, awesome as always. Talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.